Documentation is important, but if it's going to happen consistently, it's got to be easy. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. I want to show you something. Text Frank Buck. Here's how to add to my journal with my voice. Yes. Today I'm going to show you what I did, why you would want it, and how I set it up. Now I'm going to Evernote, and I see that the information is now appended to the bottom of a certain note, and it's date and time stamped. Let's talk about why that's significant. The organized person of yesteryear carried a pocket memo pad. I still do for the times that I need something to jot down on paper rather than enter digitally in my system. The idea is simple. When you write it down, you earn the right to forget about it. Later in the day, you'd look at the memo pad and transfer the appropriate information to the appropriate place. What we had back then gave us an easy way to trap random bits of information on the fly. The system then had the job of remembering that little bit of information until you could act on it or transfer it to a more appropriate place. So what do I mean by random bits of information? Well, you run into a friend on the street. You haven't seen this friend in a long time, and you just want to make a quick note about the interaction. Or there's a major news story. You want to note a quick summary of the event and today's date. Well, all I do is send a text message to myself. My message is added to a note in Evernote called Frank's Journal. It's a log of the activities that happened during the current month. At the end of the month, I create a new note in Evernote, label it with the month and year, and cut and paste the contents of that Frank's Journal note, put it there. Then I'm ready to start again for the next month with a clean, fresh Frank's Journal note. Now, what I'm doing is made possible by If This Then That and the capability of Google Assistant to allow me to speak a text message and have that text message translated from voice to text. I want to show you how you can create your own If This Then That applet so that you can do what I just showed you. So we'll go into If This Then That and create a new applet. For the trigger, I choose SMS. If This Then That will ask you for some information if this is the first time that you're using a trigger involving SMS. Next, you'll choose New SMS Sent To. This trigger fires every time you send an SMS on your Android device to a phone number you specify. Well, the phone number you specify is going to be your own phone number, just out of convenience. So we'll click the Create trigger. Now for the target, we're going to choose Gmail. We're going to leverage a long-standing capability of Evernote, which allows you to email into Evernote. Furthermore, by specifying the title of the note in the subject line, followed by a space and a plus sign, we tell Evernote not to create a new note, but to find an existing note by that name and append the body of the email message to the end of that note. Again, if this is your first time that you're using Gmail in an If This Then That applet, you'll be asked to grant permission to your Gmail account. Now, we're going to choose Send an Email. Your Gmail address should appear in the correct field. In the To Address field, add your own personal Evernote email address. Now, all paid users have such an address. If you don't know the address, open your Evernote account and click on your name in the upper left corner. click on account info. On the next screen, scroll down to email notes 2. In the subject line, put the name of the note where you want the information to go. For example, for me, the note is called Frank's Journal. You'll put something different. In the subject line, add a space and a plus sign after the name of the note. When the email arrives in Evernote, the program looks for a note by that name. The plus sign causes the body of the email to be appended to the note rather than creating an entirely new note. Now, little note here. I was experiencing a problem in that Gmail was not recognizing the plus sign and was leaving it out of the subject line. I contacted If This Then That tech support, and they suggested a workaround. Instead of typing Frank's Journal, a space, and a plus sign, they had me type the ASCII equivalent for the plus sign. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, I'm going to put what that equivalent is in the body of the blog post. I'm going to put it in the YouTube video. But that equivalent is as follows. \#(x002). All of those are numbers. Capital letter B. Semicolon, and be sure to include that semicolon in the body of the blog post. I've got that code for you, so don't worry. Complete the body as you see in the diagram that I'm also putting in the body of the blog post and that you're seeing if you're watching on YouTube. Now, the example that I'm giving you is using Android SMS and Gmail. If you're using an iPhone, you would simply select SMS for the trigger, and you would choose some other email service or simply email as the action. As I was experimenting with this applet, the performance was inconsistent. So this was another little puzzle. Sometimes the applet fired immediately, and sometimes the results didn't appear until the next day. So again, I reached out to If This Then That, and I received a quick response. I tried what they suggested, and it worked, and it's worked 100% of the time since then. So I'm also including those instructions that they sent to me in the body of the blog post over at frankbuck.org. After this one-time setup, you have something significant. Every time you encounter something that you want to document, complete with date and time, you can do it on the fly, just by sending a text message from your watch or from your phone. You can use voice input to trap all that little information that comes your way. And if you're somewhere where speaking the text would be awkward, you can always key in that text message just like you would key in any other message. You'll just send that message to yourself. Now, one other little tip. In order for your information to be appended to your journal note, Evernote has to let the email write to the note, okay? Evernote has a wonderful feature called real-time editing. This feature lets people who are sharing a note edit it at the same time. Now, at present, that note is closed to any other applications in terms of any other applications being able to write to it. So in order for the text that you sent to wind up appended to that Evernote note, the destination note must be closed. But don't worry, if it's open, Gmail will just continue to try to deliver the message until the note has been closed and the message can be delivered and appended to the note. So you're all set. Now you can use voice input to add those little pieces of information. And if you're somewhere where speaking the text would be awkward, you can certainly key in the message. As long as it's going to that same phone number, your phone number, you're okay. I'm a fan of voice input, and the applet you saw in this video gives me something that will work not only with my phone, but with my watch. And if you wind up doing the same thing, I'd love to hear about it. Leave me a comment in the body of the blog post or over on YouTube. Thanks for stopping by today. This has been Frank Buck helping you get organized and make it look easy.